So here was the assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Through our eyes, the universe is perceiving itself. Through our ears, the universe is listening to its harmonies. We are the witnesses through which the universe becomes conscious of its glory, of its magnificence. Alan Watts. Today, practice being the eyes and ears of the universe, witnessing it's our glory. Okay, so I'm going to try and bring someone live. First caller, you're now live. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Bob and Sherry. This is Justin.
Hello, Justin.
Hey, good
Good
to
to
speak
hear
to you.
your voice.
Very good.
Me too.
Well, I was listening to yesterday's morning radio show yesterday evening, the recording of it, and there's a really rich conversation about the tea bags and the caffeine and whether that's good or bad. And it really made me look at it made me look at my practice, and how much of it has been probably, I guess we could say, duped by whether it's good or bad. So, like, I sit down and meditate twice a day for 30 minutes. Well, that's a very good thing to do. Or I record and listen once during the day. That could use a little improvement. And it seems like it's so ingrained in us that it can be really hard to see because it feels like it's necessary. But I suspect something different.
Yes. Well, and Justin, the thing about that, where it is a good thing to meditate formally twice a day. There's no doubt about it. But what happens to you if you miss a day? What happens if there are 2 or 3 days in a row where you only meditate once? Do you then hear a voice that starts chastising you? And then we get a sense of how we're being watched and monitored. And it's not by anything good. It's not unconditional love that's watching and monitoring us. And the underlying damage done by that is, as you say, it feeds the old belief that we are not to be trusted. That left to yourself, you are not a good person and you won't do the right thing. You need to be watched, and when you go astray, you need to be punished. Otherwise, you're dangerous.
Yeah, so deeply ingrained, and I see ego be subtle, and it disguises itself as awareness. Like, oh, this is coming into your awareness that you didn't meditate, but it's different because after that might be in the awareness, it seems like, but after that is, well, why didn't you meditate? What's wrong with you,
That's
essentially,
right.
is the process, which could be a little more
That's
subtle.
right.
But
Yes.
yeah, that's a big
And of
hint, right?
course,
That's ego, yeah.
and awareness is not going to say, well, this is dropping into your awareness.
Right. It just
Right?
drops in, right?
That's exactly right. And as soon as somebody in your head starts calling you and talking about it, then we can know, ooh, we've slid off. And again, that's why we're doing this. So that we can see the subtle differences. And we can see that old programming, those old beliefs, and how we get tripped up.
It's you pay. It's like you have to pay such close attention. And just lastly, this goes with
Yes.
what we're saying, but it just really seems to be hammered home this past like week. It's life, and then a nanosecond later, it's ego. It's like life,
That's right.
and then ego. And if you don't pay attention for a millisecond, then your whole experience is
That's
going to be
right.
taken over by ego. But if you are really paying
That's
attention, you can see it.
Then you'll see it. Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, to me, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
That's where it gets really exciting, because now I mean, it is life and death, but it is a game.
Yeah, it
Right?
is,
So it's
right?
why people like to do things like rock climbing. You blip out for a second, you fall to your death.
Totally.
So to have it be that obvious to us that it's life and death, what that produces in us is a feeling of being really alive. because we're really here and we're really present. So we can do this without falling to our death if we blip out for a second, and it can be just as exciting.
Yeah, we don't have to get on the giant rock, right? We can just do it in moment
right.
to moment, which is nice.
That's exactly right. Right, because, and you make a good point. It, when I get off the rock, am I paying that same close attention? Or do I only do that when I'm on that rock? Because that's where we're going. We're going for 24/7.
Yeah. That totally makes sense. Cool. Well, thank you, Sherry and Bob.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, take it easy.
Thanks, Justin. Sherry, I'm just going to bring the next person on.
Because we can.
And I've in a constant text allocation with Ashwini, so I really didn't hear much of that.
Oh, okay. Okay. We won't ask you to reflect or comment.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I think we're good now. All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Stefania.
Hello, Stefania.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
I was jealous of what I heard because was good. And what I see is right now a little bit of I see some pain. Happiness because I actually in the call, which is very unusual. I've been trying for a while, and at the same time I was afraid to be picked today.
Stefania, the heart is excited and eager. Ego is afraid.
Yeah.
So you had the whole of human existence right there in that one experience. We're either with the heart, we're present, we're alive, we're eager, we're excited, we're grateful, we're with ego. We're frightened, we're nervous, we're in a conversation in our head about what's wrong with us and what could go wrong. So I just can't not underline that. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so, yes. I like to see positive things. And yes, there is this big judgment coming in. No. It is not good. No, there is this other stuff. So anyway, it just goes back and forth like a ping pong game, like you said. I like the idea of the game. In this specific moment right now, I have a really hard time to see the awareness. It is just changes continuously, and I wish I would be able to feel and see the good thing. Not I'm saying about the situation in the world, I mean that's for sure, but I'm just really thinking about how I am able to handle my judgment. Yeah.
Yes. Well, ego's judgment. Right? Because, again, we have the two choices. Is there a great deal of suffering in the world? Absolutely. Is there always? Absolutely. That is really true. And what you want to be able to do is be with the heart. You want to focus on love and kindness and possibility. All right? All of those things that exist when you're with the heart in the moment. That's what you want to be able to do. That does not serve ego. Ego wants you to think about everything that's wrong and feel bad and judge others and be judged yourself. So again, we can see those two very different realities. The thing is, a la the quote from Alan Watts, that there's only actually one reality, and that's in all capital letters. Okay, that's when we are present with the heart. The other is a sub, lowercase reality in quotes because it's not real. That voice in the head that wants to take you off into feeling bad is making stuff up. It's not happening where you are. It's imaginary. And the imagination is there, used by ego, to make you feel bad. And that's what you're seeing. True?
Well, definitely I see the ego. Yes.
Say that again, Stefania.
I definitely see the ego component of seeing the bad stuff.
Yes. And the thing that the place that we always get to is you feeling bad and letting ego judge you and judge others is not helping anybody. Nobody. It's not helping you. It's not helping your family. It's not helping anybody, right? But when you are in your heart and when you are with the love that is you, the loving kindness, the compassion that is you, you are making a contribution. You're adding that much goodness to the goodness that ego is attempting to erase.
I'm trying to let it settle in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, of course, the first thing comes is a but, and is that you can be with your heart and wanting to do more than one thing, and then deciding which one is the thing that you want to really do. Sometimes it's not. What I'm saying is, sometimes the heart might tell you two different things, and they could be two both good things. And then there's the idea, one is more selfish, one is more less selfish.
Yeah, that's where
you don't want
to go. That is where you do not want to go. That's where we sit down and focus on the breath and say, what now, life?
Yeah.
And go where you're guided. But never, ever, ever a choice that takes you into a conversation about you're selfish. Because that is never going to be the right answer.
Okay.
Ever. Yeah. Because if you're selfish, Stefania, if you're making selfish choices, you'll see it. You don't need a voice, an ego voice in your head, a selfish ego voice in your head to tell you that you're selfish. You'll see it. You'll know it. And then you will not want to do that anymore. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Stay in touch, huh?
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Stefania. Sure, I'm going to bring on the next caller, hopefully. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Marianne from Vancouver.
Well, hello, Marianne. Great to hear you.
Well, great
it's
to be on.
It's always great to hear you, but even greater this morning. What are you seeing?
Well, when we got the assignment yesterday, I thought what came to me right away was, and the glory of the world shall be revealed. I sing in a choir and... That's from Handel's Messiah. It's the glory of the Lord, but the world and the Lord are the same, I think. So it just felt like, yes, that's what Handel was saying. The glory of the world shall be revealed. And
because what other evidence would we have of God?
Yeah, and
if there were no world.
I just felt like, oh, I understand this music now. It just... there's something about music, too, the music of the spheres that really makes this phrase twinkle.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I project, now you're looking at the world with new eyes.
I am. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless after all that. It's just, I guess what it is other people have pointed this direction too. They know, okay, this is how the glory is revealed. And musicians, artists, scientists, there's people that actually also see that glory and that's what attracts us to them, I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Because we know wisdom, love, and compassion when we experience it. We resonate with it. Right? We feel it. We recognize authentic nature where it we feel it in us as we experience it anywhere we experience it.
Yeah, so it's
that's why that's why we do daily peace quotes, Marianne. That's exactly why.
Yes.
Because it takes us to that place. All these people. You go to that, who's that? You know,
yes.
this is nobody anybody has ever heard of before. And yet, what they just said took me right to this here now.
Yes. And so, you know, it's not just like there's one person has a corner on the market and seeing this reality. We are all witnesses. And
well, only one person does, Marianne. Actually, only one person does, and that's you. You might project it out onto any number of people. But you're the one having the experience.
Yes, I guess so. Well, yes, I know I'm having the experience, but I guess I'm projecting.
That's the corner on the market.
Well, and I guess my desire is that everybody have that experience.
Yes. Yes. And which is what we were just talking about a little bit ago, right? That when you practice, and what you're practicing is being in this here now, when you're in this here now, everything is reflecting authenticity, right? So there's that you're living in that resonance, right? And that increases our chances. So somebody runs into you. Well, probably not now, but one day, all right? Although we still communicate everywhere all the time, right? And and you are present, and somebody feels that, experiences that, recognizes that, there we are.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a great place to be and to know that reverberation does reach out. And I know it goes beyond. People don't have to run into me. They can still be 6 meters away, or I can
That's
be
right.
6 meters away from whatever it is that I'm witnessing that is
That's right.
the joy of the world and feel it.
That's right. Because it's what we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you and Bob and Ashwini for all the determination and patience.
Yes, the dedication. We get a sense of how much these folks are putting into it, right?
I can feel it.
So I have a curiosity, Marianne. I have a curiosity. Are you going to listen to the Messiah today?
The Messiah
in April? Yeah, I thought so. It's always a perfect time for the Messiah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Gesho.
Bye-bye. Gesho.
Thanks, Marianne and Sherry. That brings us to the end of this show. And the one thing that I was just saying, at least for myself in that conversation, is that I don't think there's ever been a time in my life where it's so clear that the choice to get here and just be present is my best chance at just existing right now.
Yeah.
Everything else,
yeah.
You know, and like it's just amazing. Like I can still get caught by conditioning, saying, you know, here's living this fantasy, you know, when it's clear that like that fantasy is there's just nothing that. There's just nothing in life right now that says that that's going, that's what's so. But mm-hmm. you know, it's just you know the habit and the temptation and the conditioning just you know pulls me off. But it's like it's just
yeah.
you know if I just take a breath, get here, that's my best opportunity.
Yes, yes, and with that, Bob. We can see the, in quotes, unconscious. Now, there's nothing that is unconscious in the universe, right? But the unconsciousness of ego, that it just runs the same program.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our life circumstances are absolutely, completely different than they've ever been, ego just it just cruises right along, saying the same things, offering the same fantasies, which is really very helpful for us.
Yeah, that's my experience. Yeah, because it's like,
yeah.
I mean, it says those things that, you know, in different times were like a little bit harder to catch on to, you know, but now it's like there's just no, whatever it says is just so disconnected from, you know, my experience in the moment.
Yes, we're having a much clearer sense of that reality that we were talking about, right? The reality in all capital letters and that faux reality of ego that is just way out of step.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stepping in. Do we have an assignment?
We do. And here's our assignment.
All right.
Do your daily practice. I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves, Albert Einstein. Today, pay special attention to how you're guided and supported by a friendly life.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you again, Bob. Really
all
appreciate
right.
it.
Thank
Might
you.
Talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
You never know.
You never know. All right. Go happy.
Go happy.